The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd. This week, Flora Meets a Bee, the story of 8-year-old Flora, who has lived in 6 foster homes since the age of 5. One day, Flora meets Bee, and their budding friendship changes everything. Bee understands Flora no matter what language she speaks or how much she avoids sharing her true feelings. Flora sees the kindness just below the surface of Bee's rough, worker bee exterior that most people may not take the time to see.
On the cover, on yellow and white horizontal stripes, backed by a blue sky, a girl, Flora, stands in grass between 2 flowers, one yellow and one red. Freckles dot her cheeks. She faces left. Brown bangs fall above her eyes. A ponytail holder with 2 red balls holds her pigtail. Her orange shirt and blue pants also have red and yellow flowers decorating them. She wears a yellow sock and a green sock. She smiles widely as she points to a black and yellow striped bee hovering over a sign with 6 sides, shaped like a honeycomb, containing the title, Flora Meets a Bee.
No puedo creer que suerte la mía. Encontré una paleta azul.
A bee flies near a blue lollipop that Flora holds in her fist.
She lowers it to her mouth and licks it, savoring the sweetness. Quizás no la encontré. Quizás yo tomé la paleta del tarro de dulces. She thinks for a moment. No me importa. Yo soy una buena niña. Ellos no lo saben, pero yo me he portado bien. Yo hice todo lo que tenía que hacer. Tendí mi cama. Creo que sí, creo que tendí mi cama. Bueno, yo me porté bien. Y azul es el mejor sabor.
Just as Flora crunches down on the last bit of the sucker, something buzzes past her and hovers over a flower, then another flower, and another. Flora steps into its path and comes face to face with the tiny thing.
Oh my goodness! Are you a bee?
Flora smiles widely as she points to a black and yellow striped bee hovering in the air in front of her.
The bee, alarmed at the sudden interruption, stops, hovering midair. Flora squeals an ear-piercing squeal.
What are you doing? Bee scowls.
Flora can't contain herself.
You're just so cute!
She throws her arms out like wings and yells, a little too loudly.
I want to buzz like a bee!
How can you even see me?
Bee asks, a bit annoyed.
I'm good at seeing!
Flora squeals again.
Stop that! Yells Bee.
Flora smiles.
You're a grumpy bee! That's so cute!
Bee is not amused.
Can you hear everything I'm saying?
Flora thinks this is quite adorable, since the answer is obviously yes.
You're funny! She giggles. I'm a bee, an important one,
Bee declares.
And I don't have time to stand around chatting to some kind of whatever that's allergic to pollen.
She buzzes away to the next flower, determined to put a stop to the conversation.
I'm not a whatever, Flora pouts. Have you lost something?
Bee stops suddenly.
No, what made you think that? I saw you looking for something.
Flora exclaims.
It was nothing!
Bee hesitates for a moment, then suddenly buzzes in circles around Flora, yelling,
You will see nothing in 1, 2, 3!
Bee circles around Flora's head. Flora stands with her arms open, a wide grin on her face.
Are you doing magic? I love magic!
Flora exclaims excitedly. Bee tries again.
You will remember nothing in 1, 2, 3! 4!
more,
Flora adds happily.
Rats.
Bee lands on a flower, utterly exhausted.
Can I help?
Flora steps closer to Bee. Bee sighs a heavy bee sigh.
Look, it's too risky. That's tricky,
Flora concedes.
Do you know any tricks? No.
Flora throws her arms up dramatically.
Make honey appear,
she demands. Quickly and urgently, Bee protests that she is absolutely not looking for nectar to make honey.
Honey is my favorite food,
Flora sighs.
Mine too,
Bee admits.
We're twins,
Flora exclaims. Suspiciously, Bee asks Flora if she is a kid. Straightening her back, Flora responds,
I'm an adult with a job that I go to in my car that I own and bought with the money I make from my job.
Bee rubs her head, unconvinced.
You sound like a kid. I'm an old lady, and I drink tea with the other old lady folk, and we chat about books,
says Flora.
And they call that a book club.
Abruptly, Flora notices something fluffy and yellow attached to Bee's hands.
It's pollen, Bee says. It attaches to me and then sticks to other plants so they can make fruit, vegetables, and stuff.
Flora tries to touch the pollen. Bee moves back. Flora giggles and bounces around her. Warding off Flora, Bee says,
I don't have time for all this chitter and chatter.
Flora nods.
Mi madre used to call that, yo no tengo tiempo para ser chismosa.
Pushing imaginary glasses up her nose, Bee agrees.
I don't like kids, and I don't have time for chats.
Refusing this position, Flora believes that Bee is just a cute little grumpy bee and is only exhausted from being important.
Your little cute face is so squishy and sleepy. You're all worn out,
she says.
You're making me so tired,
yawns Bee. Swaying in the gentle breeze, Flora quietly and melodically begins to sing in Bee's ear.
Duerme pequeño un poco más. El viento sopla y te arrullará.
Bee ekes out a protest, but Flora continues.
Si algo te pasa, mami estará. Siempre contigo cuidando estará.
Dozily, Bee tries to conquer the sweet song, but eventually is out cold.
Flora holds her arms up to Bee and sings. Music notes fly above her head. Bee's eyes close and little Z's appear above her. Her antennae droop.
As Bee snores away, Flora notices something yellow poking out of Bee's back pocket, glinting in the sunlight. Tiptoeing, careful not to wake Bee, Flora pulls out the long object. She finds, to her delight, that it is a beautiful honey stick.
A long golden stick drips honey.
Without thinking, Flora chews off the top, spits it onto the ground, and slurps out every last drip of honey. Suddenly, Bee bolts up with a jolt, and Flora guiltily hides the casing of the honey stick in her pocket. Hurriedly, Bee buzzes and roams about the yard, worriedly searching for something.
What are you doing?
Flora asks curiously.
Stop interrupting,
rebuffs Bee. Resigned to her fate, Flora replies,
I'm chattery. They call me a chatterbox.
Flora and Bee face off, entering a staring match to see how long Flora can go without talking. Breaking first, Flora flicks some pollen off Bee's face. Bee wriggles out of her grasp, exasperated that Flora's distracting her. Teasing her, Flora swizzles about, mimicking Bee.
You're distracting me! I'm so busy! I'm a bee and I'm busy! Look how busy I am! I'm the Queen of France!
Flora sneers.
Flora squints one eye and sticks her tongue out. Bee glares.
Bee folds her arms together, unmoved by Flora's teasing.
You're ignoring me, and people ignore me all the time, Flora says, and you're just like them.
In a flash, Bee turns around.
I'm nothing like them. How dare you? I'm a bee, and I keep this whole planet alive. Oh, Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a kid. I'm who you're doing it for, retorts Flora.
Bee flutters and hovers in front of Flora. Flora clenches her fists. She glowers at Bee.
Bee's eyes open wide. Pointing her finger at Flora, she says,
I knew it. I knew you were a kid. You're a sticky little get-your-hands-on-everything-sticky kid.
Flora taps Bee's finger away.
I'm not sticky.
But Flora's hands are sticky, and to Flora's surprise and Bee's dismay, they get stuck. Bee buzzes up and down, eventually breaking free of Flora's fingers.
Well, of course I'm sticky. I'm 8 years old, Flora explains.
Bee scoffs.
I knew you were 8. I could tell by your face.
I could tell you were a bee because of how you look, Flora replies. And because you have wings and are so, so cute. Wouldn't it be darling if you had little bee boots and a tiny bee hat?
Bee wears tiny unlaced boots. A red bucket hat sits atop her head.
Giving Flora the cold shoulder, Bee looks down her nose.
I don't have time for sticky kids.
You have to give me time. I'm standing right in front of you, Flora insists.
Brushing the mud off her hands, Bee asks Flora where her parents are. For the first time, Flora sits down.
Flora sits cross-legged. She rests her chin in her hand. Bee hovers beside her.
I don't have parents,
Flora whispers.
I mean, I do, but I just don't right now. Mi madre had to leave and go back to where she's from, so I have foster parents.
Bee slows down her buzz and listens as Flora tells Bee that her mother is in Mexico, and that right now different families borrow and raise her. Then Flora gets an excellent idea. She asks if Bee will go to Mexico and tell her mother,
Te extraño tanto.
Afraid of being distracted from her busy work, Bee tells Flora to just go herself. Flora replies that she doesn't have wings, or money to fly, or a car, because she's just a kid.
I would let you borrow mine, but I don't do borrowing, explains Bee.
Not giving up hope, Flora leaps to her feet.
It's meant to be. You're gonna find mi madre and tell her where I am. And we're going to be stuck together for the rest of our lives.
Shaking her head, Bee sees all of this as very bad news.
I have a million siblings, and I don't have space for friends. And I hate it when sticky fingers touch my stuff.
I don't really have stuff, admits Flora.
Secretly, Bee thinks that not having any stuff is probably a good idea, because then she wouldn't have to worry so much all the time. Flora starts to bounce from one foot to the other. Almost against her will, Bee mimics her. Flora smiles and tells Bee that her eyes are purple tulips. Frustrated that she can't see her own eyes, Bee spins in circles.
Mi madre dice que solo los reyes y las reinas pueden ver tulipanes morados. Y como todos podemos verlos, todos somos realeza,
says Flora. Bee frowns, knowing that her eyes are just boring old bee eyes, and tells Flora that she shouldn't use make-believe.
I use and borrow things all the time, admits Flora. All these clothes were lent to me by other kids. I borrow twigs, songs, words. I even have this.
Flora pulls a bright and shiny penny out of her pocket.
She holds a penny between her thumb and first finger. She smiles as Bee examines it.
Bee's eyes widen in amazement.
Mi madre me lo dio antes de irse. Creo que me trae buena suerte,
says Flora. Bee replies,
Parece que podría traer buena suerte.
Excitedly, Bee reaches for the honey in her pocket, but as she does, she realizes it's gone. Bee holds the sides of her head in grief. Flora admits,
I ate it.
Falling to her knees, Bee exclaims,
This is why I don't talk to anyone. Everyone's always trying to take my honey.
Distraught, Flora paces back and forth in front of Bee.
Will you ever forgive me?
She pleads. Flora apologizes over and over again, so much so that Bee's head begins to spin. Finally, Flora pulls out the penny from her pocket.
Let's flip for it. Heads, you can leave. Tails, you stay my friend.
Flora flips the coin high into the air, and they both watch as the coin falls in slow motion. Flora's lucky and the coin lands tails up. Flora jumps up and down.
We will be best friends forever, and you're never going to leave me like everyone else does.
Aggravated, Bee tries to fly away, but just as she does, Flora reaches out to take hold of her. Both of them lift off the ground, but, weighed down by Flora, Bee has to land them on a tree branch.
You're a lot to take, says Bee.
Bee puts one arm on her side and holds another out.
Questioning if this is a good or bad thing, Flora expresses to Bee that she didn't mean to take her honey or trick her into being friends. It's just that she sees stuff and then it ends up in her mouth or hand.
I've taken ice cream, pies, candy, suckers, bread, sandwiches, and cake, Flora explains. Oh, and soda. Soda most of all.
Bee tells Flora that she needs to grow up.
I'm trying, believe me, but my age is going very slow, Flora admits. I'm only 8, and I own hardly anything at all.
Bee flies Flora back down to the ground and tells Flora that she owes her the penny in her pocket. Kicking the dirt around her feet, Flora declares,
Te daría mi centavo, pero no es mío para dar.
Bee flies over the top of Flora and lands closer to her. Flora continues,
It was mi madre's, and it was her mother's, and she got it because it fell from the sky right after she threw one into a wishing well. So, I could give it to you, but it might lose its luck, and then it would be worthless.
Peening her eyes wide, Bee begins to realize that maybe Flora doesn't really own anything at all.
Bee flies, mouth agape.
Worried that she's getting too close to Flora, Bee starts to fly up the trunk of the tree. Flora yells up to her,
You want to stay, you just don't know it! Or maybe you're just grumpy and so tired!
Flora begins to sing,
Duerme pequeño un poco más, sobre las nubes volando estás.
Bee complains that it's not fair because it sounds so good. Flora declares that she will not stop singing unless Bee tells her what she was looking for.
Fine, I was collecting nectar, Bee admits.
Flora claps her hands and jumps up and down. Eagerly, she asks how Bee carries it. Zooming down from the tree, Bee enthusiastically tells Flora that she carries the nectar in her honey stomach.
When my stomach is full, I carry it back to the hive and give it to the worker bees, who chew it for about half an hour. And they pass it from bee to bee until eventually it turns to honey.
Bee hovers in front of a honeycomb, many six-sided shapes, hexagons, joined together, each filled with golden honey. Honey drips from one hexagon.
Flora urges Bee to continue.
Then they store it in the honeycomb cells and fan it with their wings to make it dry and stickier.
Flora and Bee flap around and dance, pretending that they are fanning honeycomb cells. They laugh, and Flora squeals in delight.
When it's ready, they seal it with a wax lid to keep it safe, Bee concludes.
You're so important! Everyone should help to keep you alive, exclaims Flora.
Everyone should help to keep you alive, responds Bee.
They continue their dance of preparing the honey, clapping their hands together and fanning the air. Bee asks how long Flora is going to be in this house.
I stay until they move me, Flora answers. Since I turned 5, I've lived with lots of families.
Bee thinks that is sad, but Flora tells Bee that her eyes are full of snapdragons.
Bee's big eyes reflect purple, pink, and yellow flowers.
Las flores parecen una boca cuando una abeja aterriza en sus pétalos,
says Flora. Bee urges Flora to continue.
Mi madre told me that you can find comfort and love in the eyes of a flower. They're full of love and bees. Maybe she was sending me a clue?
Flora and Bee hold each other's hands and tell each other that they are magic.
Flora and Bee put their heads together and smile at each other.
Bee buzzes up and down. Flora jumps up and down because even in the toughest of times, Flora and Bee have each other.
This has been Flora Meets a Bee, written by Morag Shepherd, narrated by Nefertiti Matos Olivares. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Brenda Hatting. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Dr. Judith Bryles, the Book Shepherd.